A new treatment for cystic fibrosis is being hailed as a groundbreaking therapy that could extend the lives of people with CF. Nearly 400 people in Maine have the genetic disease, which affects the lungs and other organs. While many in the cystic fibrosis community are celebrating the news, there is concern about the medication's cost, more than $300,000 a year. Patty White has more.
One of the worst things about having cystic fibrosis, says 11-year-old Adriana Pettengill of Belgrade, is that some of her peers treat her differently.
Some people avoid me because they think I'm going to get them sick.
Then, she says, there are the people who say they feel bad for her.
I'm like, I don't have a hard life. I mean, I do have a disease, but there are people out there who have it way worse than me.
Adriana and her 13-year-old brother, Blake, who also has cystic fibrosis, do follow daily routines that are different from most kids. The disease causes mucus to build up in organs, mainly the pancreas and the lungs, which can interfere with nutrition and the ability to breathe. The mucus can also trap bacteria and cause infections. To get the excess mucus out of their lungs, Adriana and Blake need to slip on a special vest every morning and night. Their dad, Travis Pettengill, helps Blake hook up tubes from his vest to a machine about the size of a computer printer.
So this machine is a compressor. It inflates, and it also pulsates. So it inflates and gets very tight on their chest, and the pulse is what shakes them around to loosen the mucus.
Which they eventually cough out. It's not a gentle pulse. As the vest ramps up to full throttle, Blake demonstrates how much his chest is shaking.
Hello, my name is Blake.
Blake and Adriana spend more than an hour a day wearing the vest. They also use nebulizers and take several medications. And now, another treatment is going to be added to that routine. Last month, the FDA approved a new medicine called Trikafta. It's being described as the single greatest therapeutic advancement in cystic fibrosis.
I never thought in my lifetime that this would happen.
Dr. Anna Cairns has been director of the Cystic Fibrosis Center at Maine Medical Center for more than two decades. She says Trikafta is groundbreaking for a couple of reasons. First, it targets the underlying cause of cystic fibrosis at the cellular level. And second, Trikafta is expected to help about 90% of patients.
It creates tremendous hope. I mean, it creates hope that they can live a long life, like into midlife and beyond.
Cairns stresses that it's not a cure, but the new medicine will likely reduce the cycle of inflammation and infections that cause lungs to scar and deteriorate to the point that a lung transplant is the only option to prolong life. And some patients, she says, will see improved lung function. 18-year-old Milena Benner hopes that her lungs, which function at about 65 to 70%, will get a boost when she starts taking Trikafta.
I actually just got approved the other day.
Benner is studying to be a surgical tech at Southern Maine Community College. Even though cystic fibrosis is a progressive terminal disease, she says she's always held out hope for a long life.
I was always like, I'm going to live till I'm like 100. And I'm like, I'm really going to live till I'm 100.
Back at the Pettengill's house in Belgrade, 13-year-old Blake will start taking the new medication right away. Trials for younger children are underway, but Adriana will be eligible in a year when she turns 12.
I'm just so excited for the day to come because I think it's awesome that people are helping us out.
Adriana and Blake's parents say their kids will now have a shot at a longer, healthier life. But Travis says there is another aspect to his kid's future that he worries about.
Sometimes it's a struggle with paying for medication. When they get into adulthood, when they have to get a job and have to worry about insurance and have to worry about being able to afford to pay for their NEBs and their meds and their medical equipment, that's more of the things that I'm starting to think about now.
Trikafta comes at an annual price tag of more than $300,000. A spokeswoman for the company that manufactures it, Vertex, says in an email that their drugs have been broadly accepted by both public and private insurance, and the price of Trikafta reflects the efficacy of the medication and the company's investment in the development of new medicines. But Dr. Anna Cairns says she's worried that the high cost of Trikafta could restrict access for those who are eligible for the drug. And for the 10% of CF patients who are not eligible because of their particular form of the disease, Cairns says the search for a cure must go on. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.